Before the questions begin, I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. Theodore Rothke, The Waking. 1. The way we start a new day, an introduction. In the comfort of my bed, I dreamed the pleasant dreams of childhood. On occasion, I'd fly, which felt more akin to being flown like a kite, wind pressing up against my torso. I'd rise above the summer-crisped cow fields of central Texas or the moss-spotted, blue-gray Ozark stone riverbeds. These floating dreams were ozone-laced apparitions in which, for the most part, I stayed tethered 50 feet above the ground, the limit of my childhood imagination. On occasion, though, my wings carried me past the tops of houses, trees, and sometimes mountains. I'd float upward through clouds and almost into orbit. I'd float and float, numb to the prospect of falling until a fit of shaking set in. In that turbulence, I'd fall a few feet, then a few more. My bones would rattle and I'd flail my arms trying to stay afloat. And those dreams turned nightmares, dread set in. The icicles pumping from my heart and into my limbs, my arms, my legs, those are my earliest childhood memories of fear. It was a fear both hollow and lead-filled. It was the sweaty, muted dread of falling from the heights of my own imagination, and how far down was the floor? That childhood dream was a recurring one, and I do not recall whether I ever fell to my death. Here's what I do recall, though. On more than one occasion, while tethered to that anchor of fear pulling me earthward, I heard a song. It was distant at first, like the tinkling of a music box in the clouds. Then, with more clarity, it came like the tune of a neighborhood ice cream truck. The volume of that song rose, and words came in a slow soprano, lifting me back through the clouds, pulling me into the deepening gray of space, then into the liminal black behind my eyelids. As I opened my eyes to gathering light, as the contours of my bedroom came into focus, there was my mother, standing above my bed, and singing. Good morning to you, good morning to you. We're all in our places with sunshiny faces. This is the way we start a new day. My mother sang this song with her face shining. This was the way all her wake-up songs started, in the key of joy. The beginning of my sober years felt much like waking up to my mother's song. It was a slow waking from some dreamy death spiral. And as I've talked to others who are in recovery from their own coping mechanisms, they've said the same thing. So often, sobriety comes like an unexpected sweet song. 2. Waking from addiction, waking to adoration. There are things I'd like you to know about this book. First, though it builds on many of the lessons I learned in my sobriety journey, this book is not so much about addiction or dependency or even sobriety. It's about waking. And when I say waking, I mean both waking from and waking to. Waking from the numb floating, the drifting higher and higher. Waking from your attempts to self-soothe, to anesthetize your pain. Waking from the false, the fake, the pleasant dream turned crystalline fear that always precedes the crash. Waking from dependency, addiction, recurring habits that might do you in.